Blog Talk Radio.
I always tell a person how much they treat you.
Study show. My name is Yamsu Farid. If you're having a hard time in your crazy town, and you find brothers and sisters that are corrupt, and you don't find any love in the heart of the city, perhaps you're going about it the wrong way. Perhaps you're putting the cart before the horse. We suggest to you that you go about it the right way. Find the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We implore you to take a bird's eye view of critical analysis in our assessment while leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I to come to a firm conclusion as to who, what, where, when, and how. And basically, that's what it's all about. See, we are a monstrosity, as I like to say, because we're going about it the wrong way. We've been taught a skip to the loop version of study using a fabricated study method. By using a fabricated study material, the red light district, I like to call it. They call it red letters and so on and so forth. They call it scripture. There's nothing scripture about it. No, nor there is nothing that is connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And we're here to show you. You see, they have told you falsely that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov has vacated his throne. That's a bunch of nonsense. A bunch of poppycock. That's why we are monstrosity. Not only because we failed the contract with the great I Am, our ancestors, so to speak. Yes, they failed the Most High by not abiding by that contract. Also, along with their transgression and iniquity, it's still a continuum of this foolishness. That's why we're having hard times in these crazy times. And we will continue to have hard times in these crazy times. But we have no value and a love for one another. We have no appreciation for one another because we have been dumbed down. We have been socially engineered and conditioned to think less of ourselves and anything that remotely looks like us. Yes, we will continue to have hard times in these crazy towns, and we will continue to be a monstrosity unless we get it together. It's quite foolhardy, I believe, that to continue doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. You'll get the same results that you've been getting. See, we all have baggage. All of us got baggage. Perhaps it's best that we help each other unpack this baggage that we have. Ain't nobody special. That's why we need to study with one another. That's why we need to understand the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov and understand his codified, precise studies. Otherwise, you will continue to have hard times in these crazy towns. As the song alluded to, it's true. We'll continue to seek out each other simply just to argue, fuss, and fight, and sometimes kill. And the evidence, if you think about it, if you're honest with yourself, doesn't lie. We seek out each other not to study with, not to gather together with, to play in something constructive and a positive. We seek out each other to argue, fuss, and fight with, and sometimes kill, and certainly mistreat. The evidence don't lie. That's why we are duty-bound and more than obligated to do no less bring these studies to you, because we know you can do better, only if you want to do better. You see, what has come upon you is not by force, not now. It's by choice. It's just like that story about a mule at the grinding wheel, socially engineered and conditioned to get up every morning, get attached to that grinding wheel, and walk around every day over and over and over again. But just like that dumb mule, and now that we have been released somewhat, what do? We still get up like that dumb mule and walk in the field of our retirement and walk around over and over and over again. That's called social engineering and conditioning. We have been socially engineered to accept a false concept, a false misnomer about a skip to the loo measure and study. And as a result, we are a hot mess, continual. Our fathers, ancients, and mothers. You need these studies, not for a warm, fuzzy feeling to make yourself feel good about yourself. You need these studies to resolve a matter, to find out what mistakes we made to get us in these situations that we find ourselves having a hard time universally as I speak. And now perhaps you might not get out of the hard time situation that you find yourselves in these crazy towns. But you can make things better for you in the long run. That's why we bring these studies to you. Because I assure you as I speak, you may lie to yourselves and to each other, but the evidence doesn't lie. Stop lying to yourselves and to each other. Study the Most High in its completeness, in its honesty, in its sincereness, in his love for you, in his love for his nation. If you're having hard times in these crazy towns, I suspect that you do. And you may lie to yourselves and each other, no, Yumsu, I got a little bit of money, you're still having hard times. No, Yumsu, I got a little education, you're still having hard times. No, Yumsu, I think I know it all. You definitely having hard times. It's true. Let's get together. Let's study. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. And you may be wondering, who am I talking about as far as the we is concerned? I'm talking about my brother from New York City, Contrail, and my sister from New York City, the Bronx, Sister Abigail. You see, Sister Abigail has been studying the Most High going on 10 years. And in that short period of time, she's proven that she loves the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength. And she's quite qualified to help assist along with me in these studies. Contrail is from New York City. Contrail has been studying the Most High for a long, 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 long time. I'm going to say it like the Asians. Long, long, long time. And he loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. And he learned that not by virtue of Yom Suf Ha'ari, not by virtue of Sister Abia, but by virtue of his studies, his complete studies. No false misnomer, and no fabrication, and no skip to the loo method. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me bring him on for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. And may Yah continue to bless us all with his love, mercy, and his protection. It's good to be back, as always. Shalom.
Shalom, sister. It's good to have you back. Praise Yah. Now, Contrail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot, brother.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless Yah on my soul and all that's within me. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Good to hear your voices again. Yes, amen to that. For real. Yah, so if you know, the more I listen to you, the more you sound like the nation psychologist.
Hey, brother. You know what? A person once told me a long time ago, Katya. As a matter of fact, my fiance that passed away, she said, it's a poor wind that doesn't ever change. And so thanks to the Most High, I've had the opportunity to make these changes. I could have stayed the same, but I wanted to make some changes. And thanks to the Most High, there was allowed for me to make those changes. And thank you for seeing that analysis. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You definitely need a psychologist. And ain't nothing out there that's trying to help our people after this post-traumatic slave syndrome that we all suffer. But Yah got the solution. And
exactly.
We bring it every night. That is the solution. We don't need no psychology.
You better believe it. You better believe
it.
And the Most High, Contrail, concurring with what you just said, the Most High can give you a way out of the madness. He can give you a way out of the madness. I can assure you, speaking from an ex-food point of view, if you want to get out of the madness, get with Yah. Praise Yah.
That's that loving kindness and tender mercy, Sister Abia. I mean, yeah, Sister Abia I was talking about.
Exactly.
Time to tap in.
Time to tap in, bro. Time to tap in. Yeah. Contrail, Sister Abia.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. How have y'all been lacking the description of the temple?
How do I like it?
Yeah, how have y'all been lacking these recent studies, last studies that we've had about the description of the temple, the third temple of Ezekiel?
All I can say, what I see so far, is that just like Yah, the temple is amazing.
Isn't it though? Isn't it though?
From what we've been studying, there's more details about the temple than the pearly gates of heaven.
God, that's damn, right. Stop it, man. Stop
God,
it.
That's right.
But it's true. It's true.
Way more detail, brother. Way more detail.
You better believe it. I like what you said, Contrail, and it's true. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, Contrail, Sister Abia.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all ready to get busy?
Ready, willing, and able.
Well, will everybody please turn to chapter 47 of Ezekiel?
46.
Oh, I'm sorry. My finger broke, sir. 46. Thank you, Sister Abia, our point keeper. All right. The manner, and the first is the manner of our worship. It's nothing. It's quite unsimilar to what they're saying about this heaven thing, this heaven debacle, and their mechanisms. This is quite different. That's why I love the Most High. Quite different. Praise Yah and bless the holy name. Everybody, please turn to chapter 46 of Ezekiel, our manner of worship. And it's
our manner of worship.
Yeah.
That's the title?
Yes, sir. That's the title. But it what is it saying in your country?
It doesn't have a title.
Okay.
That's why I like your book, because your book got titles.
Thank you, God.
But that title in itself should let our people know that we ain't doing the manner of service right in captivity.
You better believe it. And that's that on there. That's the bottom line, God. And everybody, if you got in radio land, if you have a computer beside you, please turn it on to the diagram of the third temple of Ezekiel. And it gives some insight of what we're talking about. So you won't be confused. Okay?
And it's in Johnson?
What's that, brother?
This temple is futuristic, right?
Exactly. It's futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody,
Christianity tells you that the sacrifices in the Old Testament are done away with. Whereas
right.
Ezekiel is about to tell you, the Most High through the Most High powers, that the sacrifices are going to be reinstated in the manner of service and serving Yah.
Right. I was showing my wife the diagram of the land description, how it was laid out while I was looking for that. Thank you, Cartrell. While I was looking, I never said allocation of the land. And I was telling her the temple was in Benjamin to the left of the portion of the prince. Was shown on there, and Yehuda is shown. Simeon is shown under Benjamin. Asgar is shown beside Simeon. Zebulun and Gad is by them. And the opposite side of Judah is Reuben, Ephraim, Manasseh, Naphtali, Asher, and Dan. I was just looking at them. Thought I'd mention it to you guys.
And it's only two gates that they come through.
Exactly.
The north gate and the south gate.
Exactly. And you can only go, and got you right, because you could only go in one gate and not the other. You couldn't just come in the north gate and turn around and go back out. You had to continue on. And those that came through the south gate had to come in, go out through the north gate. If memory serves me correctly, I think we're about to get to the country. Cartier, would you like to?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Would you like to add something in addition to that?
No, it just shows that we didn't serve or we didn't do the service to Yah in any old place. That's why this futuristic temple is showing that all the service that's going to be done to Yah is going to be done in this temple.
Exactly.
Serving the book.
Exactly. Cartier, if they look at this Ezekiel temple, courts, walls, and gates, they would be amazed. Where they said the kitchens are located, they said the priest's personal kitchen, but the kitchen that they serve, four kitchens to serve the people, and the west building, the yard, the inner court, the chambers, the outer court, and it showed the north gate where you come in, you go out, the south gate, and vice versa, and show where the prince will be when he comes in to do his thing. This is, and it shows that the mosaic tile that they walk upon, it's beautiful. It's Abiyah, what was the word you used? I like to use the same word you used. This diagram.
What?
What you said, did it look for us? You said magnificent, amazing?
Just like Yah, amazing.
Amen. And this temple is just like Yah. All right, chapter 46. Thus said Yah Elohim. The gateway of the inner court that faces the east. Listen, now this is how it's supposed to be done. Now, if you're doing something in your backyard, you're coming through your backyard gate, that ain't going to work. The gateway of the inner court that faces the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Shabbat it shall be open, and on the day of the new moon it shall be open. The prince, king, shall enter by the way of the vestibule of the gateway on the outside and stand by the gatepost. Pacific. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering. Because he's doing that for us. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate, the threshold. Then he shall go out. But the gate shall not be shut until evening after he's left. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance of this gateway, before the Elohim on the Shabbats and the new moons. The burnt offerings that the prince offers to the Elohim on the Shabbat shall be Pacific, six lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering shall be one ephah for a ram, and the grain offering for the lambs, as much as he wants to give the king, as well as a hin of oil with every ephah. On the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bull without blemish, six lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. He shall prepare a grain offering of an ephah for a bull and an ephah for a ram, as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and a hin of oil with every ephah. When the prince, which is the king, enters, he shall go in by the way of the vestibule of the gateway and go out the same way. He can't do it all willy-nilly. The Most High is specific about everything. You ain't got to be left to chance. But when the people... Yeah, go ahead, Kasha.
What you know about the East Gate?
The East Gate is where the Elohim enters in.
Yes, sir. And who else?
The Elohim and the King.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And he comes in that gate and goes out the same gate.
Exactly.
He's the only one.
He's the representative of the people to the Most High. He represents the people in connection with the Most High, the King. That's why we happen to find ourselves in the way we are, because of our kings were representative of the Most High in every specification. And that's why we all need each other, all hands on deck, so to speak. The King, the High Priest, the people, we all need to be in the same boat together. United we stand, divided we continue to fall.
That the King, how often does he have to do this?
Let me go back. Going back up, the prince shall enter by the vestibule of the gateway on the outside and stand by the gateposts. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering. He shall worship at the threshold of the gateway. Then he shall go out by the gate and shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance of this gateway. They can't even go in. They got to worship at the entrance before the Elohim on Shabbat and on the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince king, which is king, offers to the Elohim on the Shabbat shall be six lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering shall be one ephah for a ram, and the grain offering for the lambs, as much as he wants to give, as well as a hin of oil with every ephah. On the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bull without blemish, six lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. He shall prepare a grain offering of ephah for a bull, and an ephah for a ram, as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and a hin of oil with every ephah. When the prince enters, he shall go in by the way of the vestibules of the gateway and go out the same way. I only mark, Cartrell, the Shabbats and the new moon.
Five times a month.
Exactly. The Shabbats and the new moon.
Yeah, so we ain't got no king doing this right now, dude.
Exactly. And somebody lying to themselves and each other. To worship in their backyard, coming through the east-west gate. That's not the way it goes, okay? Mm. And if you're not a Levitical priest, he's supposed to be standing at, under the vestibule at that gate in the first place. You're not supposed to be entering into that. And as far as the people, they're supposed to stand at the gate. They're only supposed to enter in the vestibule. So if people are not doing things in specification, they're just doing something. As we said nowadays, they're doing too much. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a temple. They don't have an altar. And if they got an altar, they probably ain't blessed the way it's supposed to be blessed anyway. Not even built the way it's supposed to be built. All these scenarios are in play. If you're not going to do things right, Mama used to tell me, Cartrell, if you ain't going to do nothing right, don't do nothing at all. And you can't placate the Most High with some mumble jumble, helter-skelter type mess you got going on. It would not suffice. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Again, we're not a vegetarian nation. If the king got to offer six lambs and a bull,
right,
and a new moon and six lambs.
Well, don't give me a veggie diet. Give me a piece of that lamb, Cartrell.
No doubt.
No doubt. I like beef. I like me some broiled beef, Cartrell.
Yeah, man. And I'm sure they knew how to hook it up just right, too.
You better believe it. They had a season, Cartrell.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah. Verse 9. But when the people of the land, which is us, come before the Elohim on the appointed feast days, whoever enters by the way, if you come in by the north gate, as I said, to worship, shall go out by the way of the south gate, and vice versa. And whoever enters by the way of the south gate shall go out by the way of the north. What? No health or skeptics. Specific. He shall not return by the way of the gate to which he came, but shall go out through the opposite gate. The prince king shall be in their midst. Our king ain't nothing special. Our king was just one of the fellas. King David was one of the fellas. That's why they loved him. He was a humble fellow. And people were willing to risk his life. He wasn't some of these guys who pretend to be prince, who are all sanctimonious and pontificating and want to be something special, want to be above the people. He was with the people. He was part of the people. And some of y'all just don't get it. You got this Western concept of what a king is, the British, you know, and monarch and all that nonsense. Our king was supposed to be a humble man, a part of the people, not above the people, and not above the law, as far as we are concerned, not like this Western hemisphere, where you're Donald Trump and Nixon went to San Clemente. We go to what is that prison? San whatever over there in California. Yeah, San Quentin. We go to San Quentin. Nixon went to San Clemente. Donald Trump probably go to Mar-a-Lago, where they're locking y'all up in these muddy prisons, as they have been doing. They're something special. Our king was unlike that, of course, the Most High. He put him in the midst of the people, not above the people, not obscure from the people. You're part of the people. You're a representative of these people. You're humble with these people. They're your kind, and you treat them the way I'm putting you in the middle. I'm letting you know, King, you're not anything special. Just like King Dog. Unlike these British monarchs riding around in chariots and riding airplanes and something special. Quite different. Men of the people, real men of the people, in the midst of
and he had to go to the temple every week. Not like Donald Trump. He's probably never been in church.
That man don't know what a church looked like, probably. in their Western country. I'm sorry, brother, for interrupting you.
No, but the king has to be there every week and
exactly.
On a new moon.
Exactly.
That was his obligation. And he... When the people went in, he went in, but he didn't go in the same gate as the people, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Even though it's reading, right? It says, one shall open for him the gate that looks towards the east, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out. I think I went ahead. Mm-hmm. I went ahead. It says,
oh, yeah.
He shall return by way of the gate by which he came in. He should go out straight before him.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the people going in one gate and coming out the south gate. The south gate, when they enter the south, they got to go out through the north. But
right.
The prince, the king, he enters the east gate and goes out the east gate.
Exactly.
So he's watching people cross.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine this. You see your friend coming in from the south gate while you coming in from the north gate.
you can't stop the chit-chat and walk with him out the gate that he came in.
No.
Nah, he got to, it got to be a passing thing. Like, what's up, Pop? Yeah, I'll see you when you get on the outside of the gate.
Right.
On the other
exactly.
Side.
You got to keep it moving. And Cottrell, the
keep
thing I like, the thing I like, Mike Cottrell about our king, he was in the middle. He didn't have security. Like, he got the CIA, the FBI, Secret Service all around him. No. No. He wasn't nothing special in that sense of the word. You just somebody I chose. And as long as you keep doing what I tell you, I got you. But you got to be part of the people, not separated from the people. You're in the midst of your brothers. You know, and you got to be a brother in the midst of your brothers. You know, you got to be approachable. Yes.
They all had their Joabs out. Trust me.
Yeah.
That was Secret Service enough.
Joab
was an institution unto himself.
Exactly.
America got the CIA, the FBI, NSA. That's all Joab in one.
Right. Especially if you had a Joshua with that spear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody had one. But, you know, but he wasn't to intimidate the people. He was there just to protect the prince, not to intimidate them or push them off like that. If they wanted to approach the king in a spot that the king could be approached. The Most High wanted our kings approaching, but not threatened. I agree with you, Cottrell. But he wanted him to be approachable. All right.
You know, Joab was ready to take heads.
King David
like, no, calm down, don't do it, don't kill him.
Calm down, Joab. They're my people. Now stop, man. He's looking at you funny. What the king? What are you? Just be quiet, Joab. Just watch, okay? Now, when the prince, as Cottrell was reading, when the prince makes a voluntary, his personal, if he does something of a personal nature. Makes a voluntary voluntary peace offer to the Elohim, the gate faces toward the east. The gate that faces toward the east shall be open for him. And he shall, they got to be notified. And it'll be open for him. And he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering as he did on the Shabbat. Then he shall go out, and after he goes out, the gate shall be shut. Obviously, he notified. You should daily make burnt offerings to the Elohim daily of a lamb of the first year this lamb was born, in his first year, without blemish. You should prepare it every morning. You should prepare a grain offering with it every morning, sixth of an ephah, and a third of a hin of oil to moisten the fine flour. This grain offering is a perpetual ordinance, codification, to be made regularly to the Elohim. Thus they shall prepare the lamb, the grain offering, and the oil as a regular burnt offering every morning. The prince and inheritance laws. Listen to this. Listen to this very carefully. Most High is very specific specification and codification. The king and the inheritance law, as far as his land is concerned. That land that was allotted him. Thus said Yah Elohim, if the prince king gives a gift of some of his inheritance to any of his sons, it shall belong to his sons. It is a possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift of some of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his until the year of liberty. It's got to revert back to that fast. It can't be kept by the servant. At the year of liberty, it's got to be given back. Now, he can use it as long as he wants him to the year of liberty. Then it got to revert back to the family.
Go ahead, y'all.
Because there's a cause and effect, Cottrell. Because if he has a dedicated servant, and he loves this servant, and he gives him the land, but he keeps giving land away, then there's no land for the family you like. It has to remain in the family. Because that's family king land. But it has to remain an inheritance of the family. Because everybody is using this land for the benefit of the kingship. So, but if he gives it to a servant, and this servant, and that servant Sooner or later, you ain't got no land to use for the family. And so the Most High, because we good-hearted folk, man. We got somebody that, you know, doing us do, and they take care. We're going to look out for them. That's just our nature. But the Most High knows our nature. He said, I know how y'all are. Y'all will get somewhere tomorrow. And we are kind-hearted. And he said, well, okay, that's cool. I literally, this guy used it to live the year of liberty. And when the year of liberty got, he got to revert it back to the family. Go ahead, Contreras.
You got that word, liberty. America talks a lot about liberty, freedom. What is the year of liberty?
It's called, what is that name? Jubilation? Is that the year, Contreras? The year of jubilation?
Almost. Jubilee.
Jubilee, that's it.
And the year of Jubilee comes around every 50 years.
Every 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 years. And then the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. So with that calculation, right?
Yeah.
How many years of Jubilee should we have had here in America?
Man, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 years of Jubilee.
Bingo.
Yeah, 8 years.
Bingo.
Exactly.
And it's funny, because Biden just did something, right?
Uh-huh.
He just has made a law where he forgives student debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens in the year of Jubilee. All debt is forgiven. Imagine that. No matter how big the debt was.
Exactly.
All debt is forgiven every 50 years.
Exactly. All debt.
And every possession goes back to its rightful owner. That's why the king's son would get their land back, even though their father gave it to their servant.
Exactly.
His servant.
But it doesn't put a... Here's the beauty of that country. Think about it. It doesn't put a strangulation on a family continually. It doesn't put the family in destitute continually. And that's the beauty. It goes back to the family. And the family can re-exert itself, resurge. The Most High gives the family time an opportunity to resurge itself, even if they had went some four times and had to sell the land. But after the land sale, after 50, it reversed back to the family. That is justice, because the other people had use of that land. They got somebody to use of that land, but it's still not their land. It reversed back to the family. That's real love that the Most High showed.
And what does that tell you? It tells you that land is wealth. Land is inheritance. Land is money. And we ain't got none of that.
Yeah. Well, we claim we got blocks, Cartrell, that we shoot each other. Don't come on my block. I shoot you. But really, we don't want a brick on the block. And if they wanted to take that block from you, I assure you, they got something to take it from you. Okay? So stop lying to yourself. Don't be coming on my block when you don't own a brick on the block. Okay? Because I assure you, they can take that block from you. Okay? Go ahead, Cartrell.
The only thing missing in that word block is sell. Sell
block. God, that's swift, man. I like that. Sell block. I'm going to have to use that country. Do you mind? I'm going to use that one. That's deep, God. But it's true. Sell block. Don't come on my sell block. Oh, that's about the gist of it, Cartrell. I mean, the way
that's
I think,
is,
that's deep, brother. I got a little shawl behind that, Cartrell. Say a block. I like that. That's good, Cartrell. Also, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
And he says, thus prepare the land. The lamb, the grain offering, and no, we said that. Now, let's look at the prince and inheritance law. We just started, and it said the year of Jubilee, the year of liberty, after which it shall return to the prince, the king. But his inheritance shall belong to his sons. It shall become theirs. Moreover, the prince shall not take any of the people's inheritance by evicting them from their property. He shall provide an inheritance for his sons from his own property, so that none of my people may be scattered from his property. The Most High wants us to stay the land I was showing to my wife and the parcels in that land must remain specifically within the confines of that family. The Most High wanted all to prosper. Not some of us. Not part of us. Not the attitude, I got mine, you better get yours. The attitude, everybody should have something and have the means provided up by having ownership of that land and it not be taken away from them in totality. Praise God and bless his holy name. How the
wasn't
awful,
it,
what's that contract?
Wasn't it King Ahaz that took that man's land that had all his vines and grapes on it?
Yeah, but he suffered the cost too, that didn't he? That was Jezebel instigating, and he stopped the concert, and certainly she did too, with her instigating behind.
So the European man is taking a lot of people's land, right?
Oh, yeah, man. He don't buy it, he takes it. He don't buy it. If he gives you something for it, it's some beads, some fire water, and a little... some blankets that got small parts in it.
what he don't realize is that there's consequences to his action.
Exactly.
It may not come sooner, but it's eventually going to come.
It's going to come. Truth be told, God, it will come. That's why you should meditate and study on the word. Even when you're at work, when you're laying down, when you get up in the morning, as the song said, that's why you should meditate. Stop looking at your enemies. The Most High said, look to the hills from whence coming your help. Not at universal white race supremacy comes. Because I assure you, by looking at them and following their lead, you're going to continue to be a monstrosity. I advise you, look to the hills from whence coming your help, as the Most High told you, okay?
And the Most High got a problem with leaders that evict people off their property.
Donald Trump. United States of America, Australia, British, German, Russian, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they try to go into Asia, but the Chinese and the Vietnamese and the Koreans said, nah, we're not having that.
No, and they didn't have it neither. They got a healthy dose of respect for the Chinese. And they, as a matter of fact, Chinese was assisted and the North Korean ousted America. You know that study is. Now they don't want none of them Chinese. They thought they did. And they say they don't want any of them crazy North Koreans. They don't want that little fella singing Rocket Man. Rocket Man. No, they don't want Rockets. Leave Rocket Man alone.
And you won't find Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in China.
No, they don't. They march together. We shall overcome together. Okay, they know that's their land. They don't want you on it. You can't have it. Keep your own and stay away now. That's their philosophy. Keep yours and keep your dirty. Keep your dirty grubby hands off me, you dirty ape.
Yeah, they renamed Africa. They renamed us.
Yes.
Chinese said, no, we're keeping the names we got, baby.
Exactly. We want our ancient name.
Exactly.
Because what did the Most High say? When they take over stuff, they put their names on everything. That's what they did with so-called Africa. It wasn't no Africa. That's a mystery.
So how old is the city of Shanghai?
Exactly. Thousands of years old. Thousands. Mm-hmm. How old is the city of New York City?
200? 300?
Well, you know, give or take a year or two.
What was it before it was New York?
Exactly. The original name. I guess you could ask the Akoyas. You know, I think that was part of their land mass, the Akoy nation. I'm sure they can tell you the original name. I'm pretty sure now they can tell you the original name.
Some of the states are the original names of the Indians.
Exactly. Yes. But it would
Michigan, Dakota.
Yeah. But I don't believe it was New York. Look up. What was the original name? New York City. By the natives. They're not Indian. The fool thought he was in India. I don't know why they keep calling these people out of their name. Names are specific. Find that out now. Stop calling these people Indians. The fool thought he was in India. Their name is Shoshone, Warriors, Choctaw, Apache.
Cheyenne, Apache, Mohawk, Cherokee, Seminole. Blackfoot.
I don't see his original name, but the Dutch call it the New Netherlands. That is not the original name of it. The Dutch called it before it was changed over. New Netherlands, the Dutch. And that wasn't his original name. Yeah, but I'm going to find out, Kajik. I'm curious what was the original name, the native name.
We'll find out.
Yeah. And y'all, please, for the sake of clarity, we believe in studying specifically and naming things as they are specifically. And please, stop calling the Native American Indians. The fool thought he was in India, okay? They're not Indians, okay? Stop it. Now, verse 19, how the offerings were prepared. Now, this is Ezekiel speaking. And he said, he brought me through the entrance. Because, you know, remember he's a Levite, which was at the side of the gate into the holy chambers of the priest, which faced toward the north. There was a place situated at the extreme western end. And at every corner, there was one of these kitchens I spoke about. And he said to me, this is the place where the priest shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, where they shall bake the grain offering, so that they do not bring them out into the outer court to sanctify the people. Then he brought me out into the outer court and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court. And in fact, in every corner of the court, there was another court. And in the four corners of the court were enclosed courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide. All four corners were the same size. There was a row of building stones all around them, all around the four of them. And the cooking hearths were made under the rows of stone all around. And he said to me, these are the kitchens where the minister of the temple shall bore the sacrifice of the people, their specific location. And that's why I told you, go to YouTube, look up the third temple, Ezekiel's temple. You'll find out what I'm talking about. You'll have some idea what I'm speaking about. And you can gather your mind about it. Because me just speaking in these diagrams and specifications, that's good, but it's much more if you can see something as we study along together. I implore you to do that. Burn them on midnight oil. God, your help, Sister Avia, the mic's for yours. Praise you.
Great job. In this
there
chapter.
Had to be some, those were some big boiling pots, that's for sure.
I assure you, they probably, it was enough kitchens, I know that. It was enough kitchens to feed a city.
So these sacrifices, they either burnt it or boiled it, right?
Exactly.
I still don't know what a crucifixion is when they call it a sacrifice.
Gotcha. I have the foggiest idea of what you're making reference to. I only read fiction when I want to be entertained. Okay, I read nonfiction when I want to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. So I have the foggiest idea of what you're talking about, Contra.
Okay. So. I don't know if y'all noticed, but when we first started this tour of the temple, right, who was talking to Ezekiel?
The angels, the measurement angels.
And what happened in this chapter?
In this chapter, the Elohim seed appears to be talking to you.
Okay. So you got to remember the 44th chapter when Yah entered the temple, right?
Right.
And now Yah is talking to Ezekiel the prophet personally.
Exactly.
And he's talking about the future. He's not talking about something that already happened. What did he say? Then he brought me out, verse 21, into the outer court and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court. Behold, in every corner of the court, there was a court. And the four corners of the courts were courts enclosed, 4 cubits long and 30 wide. These four corners were the same size. There was a wall around them, around the four, and boiling places were made under the walls around. And he said to me, what did he say? These are the boiling houses where the ministers, we don't know who the ministers, right, of the house of Israel is, right? Who's the ministers of the house of Israel?
Levites.
The priests and the Levites, yes. It says they shall boil the sacrifices of the people, which means it hasn't happened yet, right? This is futuristic. It doesn't say they are boiling the sacrifice of the people. They did burn the sacrifice of the people. No, it says they will boil the sacrifices of the people. That's futuristic. So all that we've read, the ceremony, what is it to say? The title of the chapter?
The manner of worship.
The manner of worship. This should be in every Israelite's pocket because this stuff has not happened yet. First of all, we don't have no king that goes through the east gate. There ain't no king up now. So all this is futuristic. People got their little temples and synagogues and churches and stuff. Ain't none of that appropriate for what y'all are talking about here. Talking about the appropriate service for the Most High. And he lays it out. And he ain't talking about no Sunday worship. Six lamps. And every day a lamb. Imagine that. That's abundance. Every day we got to bring up a lamb to the Most High. Wow. Without deficit. Without that defect. We don't even know what an ephod is.
Exactly.
But these are the things that we're supposed to be offering.
Right. Gotrell.
Yes.
Did you know, as you were studying, I was doing investigative work, research work, and that's what we all should be doing. You mentioned those kitchens. A cubit is 1.5. So these cooking kitchens, and the whole thing appears to be that whole room in itself was like a cooking area. And you're talking about 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot. That's
right.
You can do a lot of cooking in a big 6 foot by 6 foot, and that's the cooking area. Man, you can put on a lot of meat, okay?
And I hope you know how to cook.
Yeah, well, they probably throw you off the team. Me and Godrell sitting there talking. You know, eat Godrell. Man, he sees this meat. They need to get you another cook. No, you know, we like our food now. You can't cook up no mess now. you got to know what you're doing in them kitchens, okay?
And listen, the Most High gives us precise measurements. A hen is 6.5 liters or 1.7 gallons. An ephod is about 22 liters or about two-thirds of a bushel, if you know what a bushel is.
Yeah, a bushel. I know what a bushel is. Them old bushels that they used to have back in the country, old wood bushels. They said there was a bushel. Now, I don't know if that's correct for the bushels. But they said those old wooden carrying crates were considered a bushel.
Right.
I stand corrected. I believe.
My book says a cubit is 18 inches.
18 inches. A cubit.
Okay. The length from the tip of the middle finger to the elbow of a man's arm.
Yep, that's about one and a half. And I'm not throwing my finger up at the pitch. I'm just looking at it. Okay? I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, from the middle finger always to the that crease in your arm. Okay. Okay. That's about to look some kind of tricky.
I look at some of these basketball players, and some of their arms is like 4 foot. So I don't know.
Kidding?
Nah. Wingspan, 7'9".
Oh,
so you measure them basketball players, the tip of their finger to their elbow, it'd probably be like 24 inches. Them dudes are giants.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for that tidbit of information. Everybody needs to do research out there. That's not Contrail's job. That's not my job. That's not Abby's job. That's everybody's job. Put in research, okay? Don't take our word for it. Don't be late. That's what's wrong with y'all now. Y'all believe anything anybody says. You don't do any research. Then you complain and crap about the situation you find yourself in. That's incumbent upon each of us. We're duty bound and morally obligated, each of us, to do our research. Do your research. Burn it in the night. Just like Contrail, so sad. Thank you, Coach.
And the beauty of it now, Stu, you ain't got to go to the library. All you got to do is Google it, Bing it.
Get the specification right. Like Coach said, you ain't got to go to the library. Google it. Food booking, whatever you need. Instagram it, whatever.
YouTube. TikTok. I don't know about TikTok.
Nah.
You may have to dance to get the answer, but do it. You may have to do a tic-tac dance, but get the information.
You might have to climb a mountain of milk crates.
No, please don't do that. Please stop it. Now you're going a little too far. No. Contrail ain't going to send you out on a suicide mission, okay? All right.
Yeah, that TikTok is something else, man. I've seen these dudes. I think it was Ecuador.
Uh-huh.
They were like dancing in front of moving trucks. One dude got run over.
Oh, no. Man, we
dodging
crazy.
Moving trucks. Like Frogger.
Crazy
trying to be on social media.
Yeah. Crazy as we want to be. It's true. So, Savia, do you have any additional shopping?
Yes,
additional coming? If Contrail if he's not done, let him finish. But if he is done, do you have any additional comments?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
So, Fabio?
I'm good.
Okay. The cat got your tongue?
I'm listening to everything. You know how I get.
Yeah.
And while I'm listening, I have to write down my notes.
My wife has pointed out to me a tidbit of information. It was called Unami by the Elogoni natives. Unami.
It was called what?
Unami.
Unami. Unami.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unami.
That area.
New York.
Exactly.
No wonder everybody's me in New York.
You need to stop. Probably, you know, some of that area is very around too, country. I know where that Manhattan Park, where that Central Park, Central Park, where they a location that they put us in, and some of our burial sites are there. I think some of the native burial sites are there originally. I think it was
we had it at farmland,
right?
Harlem,
right?
All the way down the town. It was all farmland.
Well, you know, it's a lot of people that's going to stop going to Manhattan, going down in that area, because down they took them out charging $23. To enter Manhattan.
For For what? What are you paying $23 for? I'm talking about
for the breathe down the congestion. Talking about for the cars.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Too many cars, man. So many cars.
I'm trying to make money off of it. Always hustle.
Yeah.
$23. And you're a citizen.
That's right.
So-called citizen of New York, although you are from the Bronx. I think that place is kind of weird anyway. Maybe you may not be from New York.
That's crazy. But yeah. Then what? That'll stop them from taking the cars down in there. But if you have to work down there or want to go down there any kind of way, your best bet is to take the bus. And then if you take the bus or the subway, you know they're going to raise the fare, too.
Oh,
so
you all, that's game. That's game.
Either way.
That's game. That's game.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sister Abia, and thank you, Cartrell, and thank you, fellow students. So we have an additional study that Cartrell is listening, and that is the songs we like to allude to. King Dawood, the Ace of Korah, Sons of Korah, Levites, Asaph, and so on and so forth. Cartrell, we're all ears in your segment of the study of the most high God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. So before I go on, can you read one more time the name and who the Indians were that your wife pulled for the information?
Okay. Yes, she said she's pointing. You. What was that? You, man. You. Okay, the natives, traditional. She said she has to go back. Okay. It's UNAMI.
You. In a
Umani.
Right. Your mammy.
Are we talking about my mammy?
No, I ain't talking about yours, man. I said the name. You know how I was
talking about my mother.
No, bro. Country. Come on, stop it.
Because I know y'all say mammy. We say mama. Y'all say mammy.
Okay. Look, yeah, you know I ain't gonna talk about Sergeant Mom. No.
No, you better not. She'll rise up out of grave and snatch you by your neck, bro.
No, me and Sergeant Mom pointed something into my direction for us in 91st. I owe her a debt of gratitude. So I'm not gonna talk about Mom. I ain't talking about Mom. You know what I mean? My mama just like she was, okay? All the mothers of my mom. Yes. Well,
Umani.
Yeah, mama. You mom. Hey, baby, talk about my mama. He said it New York wise. Have you checked him out? He said it New York wise. Talk about Miss Killebrew.
We never talk about Miss Killebrew.
I know you. I'm just putting you there. You know, we try to have a sense of humor for the show. Although we're talking about something serious. And don't take it lightly. Try to have a sense of humor. Because we're not ego run amok on this show. We don't think we're something special or better than our brothers and sisters. So we love the camaraderie. We need more of that, truth be told.
And some stuff is just real funny.
Exactly.
But yes, we're in the 93rd Psalm. Right, Sister?
Yes, right.
93.
Okay.
Synchronicity.
Exactly.
Now remember everything you just read in Ezekiel 47?
Right.
All right. Or was it 46?
46, gotcha. I did the same thing, gotcha. Don't feel bad. 46.
Yeah, you threw me off with that. But anyway.
But I first did
46. Remember everything we read in there. And watch how synchronized this is. Praise out. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Guess who reigns? Don't say Jesus. It says Yah reigns with an exclamation point. He is clothed with majesty kind of similar to what Sister Abigail was saying earlier. Yah is armed with strength. The world also is established. It cannot be moved. That's real strength, right?
Specific.
To put the earth in a rotation that it's in around the sun with the moon going around it, which gives us year, season, day and night and all that, that takes a great amount of strength. We don't even know how much the earth weighs, do we? Guess what? Y'all know how much the earth weighs. Your throne, y'all, is established from long ago. You ain't come through no immaculate conception while the world was in rotation. You established all this from a long time ago. And how long ago? You are from everlasting. How long ago is that? The floods have lifted up, yeah? The floods have lifted up their voice. That could be the people or it could be the waters. Because the people, they loud as the waters. The floods lift up their waves. When the floods lift up their waves, ooh-wee! Y'all ain't been on the sea, out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, or the Indian Ocean, when there's a storm. My father used to be on the Coast Guard. And he used to describe these waves. He said they're like 10-story buildings that come slamming down on the ship. Shakes up everything.
Cartrell.
Yeah.
Did I listen to you? When we flew to Puerto Rico as an engineer battalion to do some work for 6 months. But we came back on a transport ship. Yes, those waves are huge. You know, when I first went on, the weather was sort of nice. It was classic, you know, and it was cool, you know, and a guy, he had kitchen duty. You got to do, you be a treasure, you got to do kitchen duty and stuff. So he said, he asked me as a favor to him, and he would let me off on a debt. I think he gave me his radio or his steel or whatever. He paid me out. He said, if you do kitchen duty for me, he said, I'm sick. I said, Selmo. I guess the weather got rough while I was in that kitchen. I was eating the orange, talking loud, saying nothing. All of a sudden, man, I felt like green round the gills. Man, I had to get up out of there.
Yeah, man.
I didn't complete his kitchen duty, and he didn't either, but I didn't tell him. Okay?
Listen, it's funny you mention that because that's what my father did in the Coast Guard. He had kitchen duty.
I don't know how he had it.
He said those waves will make you cry for your mama.
Yeah.
The baddest dude on the boat.
Yeah.
He ain't so bad when the waves come.
Bruh, I'm going to tell you, it ain't no fun when the wave got to come on. Okay? It ain't.
Did you see that movie, The Perfect Storm?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That little boat tried to get over that monster wave and didn't make it.
No, man. And they are huge like that, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know how to control that ship and steer that ship in the right way, it'll break it up like a toy. It'll break it up like a toy.
Not to talk about the tsunami that hit the Philippines, right? Those waves.
Right.
People got an eye opener as to how powerful water really is, right?
Ain't nothing to play with, brother.
Oh,
I bet those animals got away. They could get away. I bet you.
They sure did. They ran to the hill 10
right.
hours before the waves came.
Yeah,
how did they know the waves?
If I see a bunch of animals doing some weird stuff, I'm going to follow right along with them. I'm going to be weird. They're going to say, that guy's weird. He's following those animals. Yeah, I am. I'm weird. But I'm going to survive with these animals. Where they stop, I stop. Where they go, I go. Okay?
Well, you better get tuned in because they're talking about global warming, the ocean's rising, and guess what happens when the oceans rise? These floods will come. We see that already in Mississippi and all the Midwest states. Texas is getting flooded, flash floods, people getting swept away, right?
Well, Cartrell, beachfront property is going to actually be beachfront.
Beachfront property, okay. Not me. Yes, sir.
Do you think that's the reason why they gave that land back to that so-called black family? They knew his book. You know, they had kept it in California, and they gave it back to the family after so many years. Maybe they know something. They don't give us nothing without a reason, okay?
Oh, no.
There's a dead bug in the cake, okay?
Or lead in the water.
It's true.
And that ain't nothing to laugh at, but that's crazy. Lead in the water.
You had to laugh, Contra, to keep from crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make you want to holler, throw up both your hands.
You better believe it.
Yes, sir. But y'all controls the floods, don't you? Because those floods could overwhelm any land mass, but they don't. You say the earth is made of mostly water, 75%. They don't even know how deep the oceans are. So why don't the oceans rise up and just swallow up the land? Oh, y'all gave command. He controls the floods.
He stopped.
Exactly. Above the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea, Yah on high is mighty. He created these breakers, didn't he?
Exactly.
So all the breakers that you see, that you fear, the floods that you fear, that you see, that have voices, Yah created all of them, which makes him mightier than all of them.
Exactly.
Your statutes stand firm, because Yah is from everlasting. Why should he change? Holiness adorns your house. Can we just read that?
Exactly.
And Yah's house is majestic. Yah, forevermore. We know how long that is. Yah, yes.
That's plain and simple, straight to the point. Forevermore is forevermore. There's no ending.
And who could compare their holiness to Yah's holiness? Surely not the Pope.
Surely not the red letter people.
They call us the Pope, his holiness.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
My, Katria, I'm shocked. I've been here going on 66 years and never knew that.
You never knew that? They call him the Holy Father.
Oh,
they call him the Holy Father, right?
Oh, he's the creator of the universe. Oh.
No. Not even close. He's a pedophile.
Yeah, I know it. Having sex with the boy. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think that stands to reason.
Either he's a pedophile or he condones it.
Truth be told, Katrin. Truth be told.
Because he ain't cleaned the church up, did he?
No.
Okay. Why he ain't do that? Why?
He's the Holy Father. He's lagging away.
He's the Holy Father. People want to kiss his hand and touch him and act like he Michael Jackson or somebody.
He ain't got the Pope on me. Come on, man.
The Holy Father.
And funny thing about that Holy Father stuff. Why all of them got to be universal white rich? That's what I do. I ain't see the Chinese. I ain't see the Mexicans. They're all in Mexico, though. I ain't see the Chinese. I ain't see the Vietnamese. I ain't see the brother. I just see these white stuff. Old white people.
hide
behind
the dirty shit. Great white hope.
Yeah, great white hope. That's all I see. I'm going to keep it real.
And if he's the Holy Father, what are you doing it wrong? And he's supposed to be in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's what the white folk wanted. That's right. He helps support the peaceful universal white race supremacy. If you don't know what universal white race, like Neely Fuller says, like, if you don't know what universal white race supremacy is and how it works, you're going to be totally confused about it. I assure you, the evidence is no lie. We are confused.
And what we said, what was he saying about universal white race supremacy? They changed the name of everything, right?
Everything they put their name on.
They even did it to the Most High. You talking about the Pope as the Holy Father?
Mm-hmm.
You took Yah's title? You have the audacity, the gall, so would it be, to do that?
Exactly. The gall. Let me repeat that. As my brother said, the gall of the ball. You got some balls. That's it. Yeah, you got some balls. The gall and the balls. You got some galls and balls.
Yeah, they're walking up the wrong tree with that, yo.
Yep, they are.
So much so, this present day Pope talking about retiring.
Oh, is
it? Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it?
How.
So,
you will have
three living popes.
So you had the little weird one. He already retired. The one that really actually looked like a
pervert.
Wow. Yeah, he actually looked like a pervert. You got some that don't look like pervert, although they are. Now you're going to have another retirement.
And they all supposed to be popes until they die.
I know it.
He's talking about retirement, but you're the Holy Father. Imagine y'all say I'm going to retire.
Yeah, he's going to retire. I guess they ain't that holy, Kasha.
Nah, it can't be.
No.
Because the Most High neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Exactly. Well, that's why I'm glad I don't subscribe to that nonsense, Kasha.
Yo, they got more people locked up in that foolishness than you would imagine.
And you better believe. And then the sad thing about that, the so-called religion derived from that, because they didn't want to be Catholic, they became Protestants. You know, they have a transgression, a transformation. They didn't want to be part of the Catholic system. That's why Luther created the Lutheran Church. And the Episcopalian, and then the Baptist, and they got storefront churches now. They call them this come on in churches.
Come on in. Give me your money.
Come on in. Long as you got money. And we don't take food stamps, okay? Don't bring no lambs, no bulls. Don't bring your hen of oil, eat that, or this, or that. Just bring that hard, cold cash. And God we trust. Man, what's nonsense?
That's man's order of service to the Most High. But what we just read in Ezekiel 46 is Yah's requirement for man's service to him.
Exactly.
And don't look like the church.
And who is forevermore that don't have to retire? Praise the Almighty. Blessed Holy Name. Contrail, my brother, thank you for the help working together. Thank you, Sister Abigail, for keeping us straight in there and the help working together. As soon as thank you, too. But we implore you, get your new heart and new spirit to help facilitate yourself, to help get understanding for wisdom and understanding here. Help know the Most High. He is consistent. You don't have to second guess anything. He keeps it straight to the point. As far as our king is concerned, as far as we are concerned, as far as the dimensions and the diagrams are concerned, as far as the manner of worship, not any way you want them, and not having heavier Hebrew light and you're having something in your backyard, that won't make it easy. Okay? You have to do it the right place, the right way, with the right people. It's just that simple. And please, we implore for you tonight or whenever, when you wake up. When you wake up at night, praise and bless the Most High name. Meditate on him. Before you go to sleep, first thing in the morning, even burn the midnight oil. Your soul is the most valuable thing you got in your possession. It's incumbent upon each of you to provide and take care and help build it up and keep your mind. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. God, your help, Sister Abia, you got any closing comments and parting remarks or close?
No, not me.
Yes, praise Yah, bless his holy name. If y'all out there, y'all learn something tonight, gain some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, send that dollar. I know you got a dollar in your pocket. To YahWillGather.us. Want to help bring forth y'all's plan? help our people get out of the quagmire that we're in. And your love and your donations will help us do just that. $1, you got a dollar. Send it. You learn something. Gain some wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You're inspired. Most High said, bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. So you'll get a blessing. Blessing the nation of Israel. So we hope your heart is right. Most High bless you for helping. Help the people and help the world. Because we need y'all's plan. Praise God.
Praise God. As my brother said, I concur. Help us help each other. Praise God. $1. We're not asking for the program. We got that program. We're asking for this nation. If you love your kind, and you know who your kind is, $1. Help us. Help ourselves. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night. Rise up, people. Stop it. Rise up. Get off your knees.
So our next guest was discovered by Stevie Wonder. She's known for her incredible voice. She's here performing Rise Up from her debut album, Cheers to the Fall. Give it up for Andra Day. Yeah!
Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. Can't find a fire, but I see the guilt, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountain, we gon' walk it out.
In spite of the age, I will rise with all the
so much for being here. I love your groovy vintage style.